This is the weekly news and review from killradio.org and the harpers.org website. I'm DJ Bennett. I'm your faithless host here for the Kill Radio news team. This news was posted by Justin Stone on the 20th of September, 2011, and it does concern the news of the preceding week. A Second World War-era military plane crashed into a group of spectators at the Reno National Championship Air Races in Nevada, killing 10 people, including Jimmy Leeward, 74, who became the 20th pilot to die at the event since it began 47 years ago. It looked like just someone sprinkled Legos in every direction, said one witness. National Transportation Safety Board investigators refused to speculate on what brought down the plane, which was built in 1944 and had previously crashed in 1970. Our job is to identify what caused this accident, said NTSB member Mark Rosekind, so we can make safety recommendations so it doesn't happen again. The day after the Reno incident, a military plane crashed at a West Virginia air show, killing the pilot. President Barack Obama proposed a $3 trillion deficit reduction plan that included the Buffett rule, which would increase taxes for the 0.3% of Americans who earn more than $1 million a year. Republicans contended that such an increase would discourage investment in new businesses and further stall job growth. Class warfare may make for really good politics, said Paul Ryan, the Republican from Wisconsin, but it makes for rotten economics. This is not class warfare, said Obama. It's math. All right, let's deal with that for just a second. Taxes are the lowest they have been since at least 1950. People are paying less percentage of income in taxes now than they have in the last, you know, in over 60 years. So the taxes are not as bad as everybody keeps talking about. And the Republicans have never demonstrated once that lowering taxes on the richest people in the country has gotten us jobs. That's never worked. So why do they think it'll work now? Could it be that they're just trying to be obstructionist? Is that the only goal they have? They want to obstruct Obama? Gee, I wonder why. As Buffett says, he's a billionaire and he pays less of a percentage of tax of his own income than many middle class people do. So where is the fairness in this? We have already seen that in among the top corporations in this country, the CEOs have actually made more in their yearly pay than the companies pay out in taxes. Everything is screwed up so that rich people just get richer. Corporations can be treated like people. And the rest of us are just thrown to the wolves. Nobody's coming to bail us out. It's just a ruse. Exactly. It's just a ruse, this complaint about class warfare. It's just obstructionist politics. It's exactly what it is. And at the same time, the Census Bureau announced that more Americans lived in poverty in the year 2010 than in any year since record-keeping began. And I'm going to say this. I, Bennett, am one of the people who lives in poverty. When I say we're in poor Los Angeles, that's because that's where we are. We're very poor here. And so the country is poorer than ever. The rich are richer than ever. The discrepancy between the people who are rich and the people who are poor, it's obscene how huge the gap is. And yet obstructionists want to call this class warfare and are trying to do anything they can to bash Obama when it's the thing that he inherited. And it's something that the Republicans set in motion themselves and refused to correct. And yet, the black guy is going to pay for it, right? That's what's going to happen. Bob Turner, the creator of the Jerry Springer Show, won the House seat vacated by Anthony Weiner and became the first Republican elected in New York's 9th Congressional District since 1920. "We have lit one candle today," said Turner. "It's going to be a bonfire pretty soon." See what I mean? Officials at a New Hampshire middle school confiscated an autistic student's American flag, citing safety concerns. Rebel forces in Libya failed to capture Bani Walid, one of Muammar Gaddafi's strongholds. And security forces in Yemen killed nearly 50 demonstrators in 2 days. "We were walking and chanting, 'Peaceful, peaceful,'" said one protester. "They opened fire with machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades." Iran banned the television broadcast of love triangle storylines and shirtless men. And Australia added to its passports the option to classify one's gender as indeterminate. With his final meal of fried chicken, fried fish, French fries, salad, apples, and jalapeno peppers already consumed, Texas death row inmate Dwayne Buck was granted a stay of execution so the U.S. Supreme Court could investigate whether racism played a role in his sentencing. Gee, I wonder. "God's mercy triumphs over judgment," Buck said, "and I feel good." I don't know how good I'd feel with all that fried stuff in my stomach. Six men from the old order Swartzentruber Amish were jailed in Kentucky for refusing to affix orange safety triangles to their buggies. And a Jewish University of Toronto professor who said in a lecture that the assertion all Jews should be sterilized constitutes an unacceptable opinion was accused of anti-Semitism by a student. "The words, 'Jews should be sterilized,' still came out of his mouth," said the student. "So regardless of the context, I still think that's pretty serious." Oh, my God. Meanwhile, researchers determined that watching SpongeBob SquarePants diminishes the attention spans of four-year-olds, that fatherhood reduces testosterone levels, and that overconfidence leads to success. Yeah, let's see if people follow up on that. Everybody become overconfident and see how successful you are. The Swiss bank UBS revealed that an employee in London lost $2.3 billion of the company's money over 3 months through unauthorized trades. Oh. In Denmark, the world's largest sperm bank stopped accepting donations from redheads due to insufficient demand in all countries except Ireland. "There," said Krios director Ole Schu, "redhead semen sold like hotcakes." Richard Hamilton, the pop art pioneer and White Album cover designer, died, as did Cara Kennedy, Edward's eldest child. Iowa police detained a statue of a man in a hot dog suit. And in California, a teenager surrendered after attempting to rob a San Diego 7-Eleven while wearing a Gumby costume. A drunk Swedish elk hit a swing set in a tree. There was a different deer up a tree last week. Malaysian wildfire officials quarantined Shirley the orangutan in order to help her quit smoking. And black tar heroin users contracted botulism in Seattle. Denver police revealed that they had indicted two men who had gone for a night in the town with the corpse of a friend, charging drinks and food to his debit card, and withdrawing $400 of his money from an ATM at a strip club. Two teenage lesbian lovers arrested for burglarizing 29 Pennsylvania homes claimed they'd encountered a lion at a 30th. "If we find a lion," said Police Superintendent Michael Chitwood, "it will be a bigger story." An 83-year-old Arkansas woman was the victim of unsolicited toe-sucking, while a second woman whom the assailant approached described him as having messed up toes. A British man who'd accidentally sawed off his left thumb had his left big toe attached in its place. He might need additional surgery, said the overseeing doctor, to make it look more like a thumb. So there we go. Here we are. We're in the middle of September. It's 2011. Reality is knocking on our door and saying, hi there, you broke yet? This is DJ Bennett for the Kill Radio News Team saying, listen to my music program, The Chill Room, every Friday night here on killradio.org. And Kill Radio, we're the way radio is supposed to be. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week on the Weekly News and Review.